share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Raya celebration this year hits differently, and despite the last-minute announcement, people are still excited for the festive season as interstate travel for Raya is finally allowed since the pandemic. As we are currently transitioning toward the endemicity, leniency in SOPs is also bound to happen. And with the given leniency, should we expect another wave of COVID-19 virus in our country? According to Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham, the daily reported cases of COVID-19 may go back up after the celebration of Raya. For illustration purposes only, however, it is most likely to involve major cases of COVID patients with categories 1 and 2. Utusan reported that in the last 2 months, most of the reported COVID-19 cases involved categories 1 and 2 with a total of 99.5%. The admission into the ICU has shown a significant downtrend. The number of deaths and the need of respirator assistance have also decreased, Dr. Noor Hisham said. He also said that in July and August last year, the rate of death was higher. However, following the rate of vaccination, it has managed to reduce deaths in August, September, and the following months. In the meantime, he said, the latest coverage of the adult vaccine is more than 99% and for teenagers it is 92%. Meanwhile, the booster dose has reached almost 70%. Despite the surge in cases being a possibility, it does not mean we are unable to control the surge. Keep following the latest SOPs and hopefully we don't need to face another wave of the virus. Also read, shorter home isolation and mask off outdoors. Here's the complete list of relaxed SOPs effective the 1st of May. Source. Sinar Harian Source. The Malaysian Reserve. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.